You are listening to Asia Pacific Matters, CAPI Interns Abroad and Beyond, brought to you by the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives at the University of Victoria in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. The aim of these podcasts is to share stories about the inspiring work being done in communities across the Asia Pacific region by current CAPI interns, intern alumni, and our amazing partner organizations in the region.
Hello, this is George Benson reporting for the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives here at the University of Victoria. I'm here with Chandra Mary, an intern headed for the Philippines to work for the Center for Migrant Advocacy. Today, I'm going to interview Chandra about her trip, the work she expects to do, and hear a little bit about herself as well. So Chandra, first, how are you doing? How's everything going for you right now?
Pretty good, George. I'm just preparing for my experience in Quezon City.
Fantastic. That's really great to hear. Chandra, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you've studied, what you're studying, and maybe an interesting fact about yourself?
Okay. I grew up in Edmonton. I'm just hanging out here right now as I prepare. And I finished up a bachelor's of English literature at the University of Victoria fairly recently. And an interesting fact about myself. I'm going to skip that question for now.
No problem whatsoever. We'll come back to that later.
Okay.
So you're going to be working for the Center for Migrant Advocacy, which is, as I understand it, a bit of a smaller operation. They're really passionate about migrants' issues in the Philippines. And that's really, really exciting. But I'm not too sure about more of what they do. Can you give us an idea of what you expect to be doing there?
Yeah, sure, George. Of course, there's a lot that I don't know. It's a very busy, hardworking organization, and I'm gonna find out most of my assignments upon arrival.
Yeah.
But what I know about the Center for Migrant Advocacy is they have four key areas that are outlined on their website, and these areas involve public advocacy, research, networking and partnerships, and also direct assistance. And this is work on behalf of OFWs or overseas Filipino workers. And each one of these areas has a really strong and powerful effect. I find the direct assistance program really interesting, which involves a hotline that was created by CMA with which OFWs or overseas Filipino workers always have a place to call if they're in a crisis, in a position of crisis. It's quite an interesting program. So I would recommend a look on the website if anyone has an opportunity.
That's fantastic, Chandra. That sounds like a really exciting, really dynamic organization.
Yeah, definitely diverse.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You mentioned that you don't necessarily know what the exact projects you'll be undertaking with CMA are, but have you foreseen any challenges when thinking about working in the Filipino culture, when going into the Philippines? As a woman, as a Canadian, tell us a little bit about those challenges that you expect both in the workplace and outside of it as well.
Well, I'd say moving to any new country, even a new city, there's a lot of personal adjustment that needs to happen. That's just a part of the experience. For example, working in a different climate that's a lot more hot and a lot more humid, adjusting to different ways of cultural communication. So there'll be challenges, but I think they'll be really enjoyable challenges. A big part of the learning there is in the challenges. So nothing major, just kind of everyday things I think will be challenging, but in a really positive way.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, given the presentation that you gave us during the orientation there on culture shock, I can definitely say that you'll be someone who will relish in those challenges that even the everyday tasks present.
Thank you.
My pleasure. When we think about the Philippines, it's obviously a very large country, 90 million people, but not necessarily one that we in the West are terribly familiar with. At least I'm not terribly familiar with it. So can you give us an idea of what excites you about the Philippines? I'm sure you've done a lot of research on it so far. You've thought about it day in and day out. I know I have for my internship. Tell us about what excites you about it.
Well, what excites me about it is it's so complex. It is such a complex culture. There are have been so many, colonizations throughout the history. There have been so many changes throughout Filipino history that have made it such a diverse culture. And it's not like there's one unified Philippines that has always been, right? There's a lot of islands in the Philippines, and each island, from what I understand, has a really diverse, experience and culture that it offers. So I'm excited for that diversity, and that complexity as well. And also, I'll be living in Quezon City, which is a very large city. And from what I understand, I mean, it has pretty much anything you could think of. There are ecological parts, there's, amazing food, there's really interesting arts. So I'm really looking forward to that diversity again.
Fantastic, yeah. And are there any parts of that that make you nervous? I mean, just the mere fact that we're going to countries that speak different languages than we're used to and have many different customs. Are there any particular areas there that you're unsure about, or are you just going to relish that challenge from the get-go?
You mean like geographically, any places?
Well, I
Can
mean,
you, yeah.
absolutely. I'm thinking in terms of, any cultural norms that you may find different or challenging, or maybe they have, you mentioned the climate, that could be something. Are there any parts there that really make you a little nervous or that you're preparing yourself for? Or is it just something that you're just ready to jump into from the get-go?
Yeah, I feel pretty ready to jump into it from the get-go. I mean, I've never lived in a mega city before, so I'm kind of preparing myself just as much as I can to be available for that and what it means, including being really wise about crime. As one example, carrying a really big pair of earplugs. I hear there's roosters everywhere, and lots of cat fights. So I'm preparing to sleep with earplugs in. So again, just everyday little things, little adjustments, but exciting ones in another sense. I've never lived in a city with roosters before, so.
Fantastic. Well, roosters aside, a major part of this internship is not just going to work for these wonderful organizations that do such amazing work, but it's also to really reach out and try something new for you as an individual as well. So I'm curious, outside of the office, what plans do you have, if any, to around the country, and what are you most excited to do on a personal level there? Whether that's going to one of the many beautiful churches they have, or going and seeing the rice paddies or something like that. What is it that you've set aside for yourself in terms of sightseeing, I guess?
You know what? I haven't set anything aside. My core focus is definitely being a part of CMA, and I'm going to see what comes out of being a part of CMA. Maybe coworkers will have suggestions. Maybe there'll be certain events related to the kind of work I'm doing. So I'm definitely going to be putting that first. Of course, I mean, I have my Lonely Planet guidebook, and there's many, many incredible spaces throughout the country. But from my traveling experience in the past as well, I know you can read a Lonely Planet guidebook in your home country and get a sense of what's available and what you want to see, but then you get there and it's totally different and all of these new opportunities pop up. So I'm just trying to be open.
So that was Chandra Mary, telling us a little bit about her experience in what she expects for the Philippines and what she's looking forward to. Chandra, do you have any other closing comments before we head?
I just feel really grateful for this opportunity, and I am really excited, especially to be working nearby to another UVic intern, Kate Lawrence, and I wish all of the other interns the best on their journeys.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Chandra. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks,
And
George.
my pleasure. This is again George Benson reporting for the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives at the University of Victoria. Chandra Mary is going to be a intern for the Center for Migrant Advocacy in Quezon City in the Philippines. We've really enjoyed having her today, and we wish her all the best as she heads off on her adventure. Thanks again to everyone, and please check in for all of the intern podcasts as they're updated on the CAPI website. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives, the University of Victoria, our funders, or our partner organizations. This placement was made possible with the generous support of the Association of Universities and Colleges of Canada and the Government of Canada's Canadian International Development Agency. For more information on CAPI's programs and opportunities, please visit www.capi.uvic.ca.